All right, it is 6 o'clock and I will begin my presentation. Good evening, everyone. My name is Courtney Gallagher. I'm an associate and landscape architect with Morris and Ritchie Associates. We're the civil engineering and landscape architecture firm working with Bluestone Builders to develop the subject property. I'm joined this evening by Tim Moran and some other staff members with Bluestone Builders. Tonight we are here specifically to discuss the Parkside Brack mixed use Phase 5B, Parcel 5 Preliminary Plan Project. I'll go through a brief presentation and then I will open it up to the audience for question and answer session. This meeting is being recorded in accordance with county requirements so that it may be included on the county's community meeting website. This meeting is required per Anne Arundel County Subdivision Code Section 17-2-107, which specifically states that a community meeting must be held within the six-month period prior to the initial submission of a subdivision or preliminary plan. I'm going to come back to that because this project's a little bit new. In a minute, I'll come back to that requirement. The purpose of this meeting is to present information regarding the development proposal, including stormwater management, and to give the community an opportunity to ask questions and provide comments. As I just noted, this project is a little bit unique or atypical because this type of community meeting is typically held prior to the initial submittal of a preliminary plan, but for this particular project, a preliminary plan has already been submitted for this project, and we are actually getting ready to submit a resubmittal for the preliminary plan. So I'm going to go over a little bit of a brief history of the project so you can kind of understand why we are having this meeting, when we're having this meeting. So the initial submittal of the preliminary plan for Phase 5B was made on July 20th, 2023, and county comments were received on September 5th, 2023. The developer and property owner at that time was Thomas Scribner and Scribner Family LLC. The initial development proposal that was shown on that preliminary plan included 64 multifamily units within four condominium buildings. Unfortunately, while the development team was in the process of addressing county comments and preparing a resubmittal, Mr. Scribner fell ill and eventually passed away. His family has spent the last several years determining how best to proceed with his estate, including the subject property and the proposed development. Most recently, Mr. Moran with Bluestone Builders has taken over the project and is moving forward with resubmittal of the preliminary plan. While the county is allowing the project to move forward as a resubmittal under the original development application number, which is C-2023-0032-00-PP, the development proposal, which I will outline shortly, has changed significantly enough that they've required the development team to present the revised development proposal to the community prior to making that resubmittal of the preliminary plan. It should be noted that because the project is proceeding under the original application of that preliminary plan, it is subject to the zoning requirements that were in place at the time of the initial submittal. I would also like to clarify that while this is a resubmittal of a preliminary plan, because the development proposal has changed, we are still in the process of finalizing that design, and no formal plans have been submitted to the county at this point for review showing this revised proposal. However, the development team is working on finalizing this design so that we can make that resubmittal of the preliminary plan within the next month or so. So first, I'll begin with an overview of the existing conditions, which are shown here on this plan. Parkside Phase 5B, which is outlined here in the thick black line, is part of the Parkside Brack mixed-use development, which is located on the south side of Maryland Route 175, which is off the top of this page, and its intersection with Route 295, which is here on the left side of the page. Phase 5B is located along the west side of the Parkside development between Max Blobs Park Road and Antietam Road here. Phase 5B can be found on tax map 13, block 18. It's part of parcel 70 and is identified as parcel 5. It is zoned MXDN, which is a mixed-use neighborhood zone. Phase 5B encompasses a total of 4.55 acres. It is a this project is a privately proposed project that is being developed privately by Bluestone Builders. This property is not located within the critical area or a bog protection area. The site was previously developed with a single family home, but that building has been demolished and the site is currently vacant. The site is bordered by a floodplain here between Max Blobs Park Road and the parcel. This is a county-owned floodplain to the west, a commercially zoned property here to the north, two residentially zoned, or excuse me, actually this is mixed-use zone, but residentially used single-family detached residences here to the east. Farther to the east is the remainder of the Parkside development. And then to the south is also Parkside development. This piece is developed with a church and is proposed for some residential use as well. There is an off-site stream channel here adjacent to Max Blobs Park Road that runs parallel to the west side of the site, which has a 100-foot stream buffer that projects onto the site. The stream itself is not on the subject property. As I mentioned, there is an off-site floodplain adjacent to the site, but that floodplain does not extend onto the subject property. None of the soils on the site are highly erodible. There is an existing 20-foot right-of-way that allows access for the two adjacent properties through Parcel 5 to Max Blobs Park Road. There are three existing forest conservation easements on the property, shown here in kind of a light gray, that have been slated for afforestation. There are a few small forest areas along the north side of the property but the site is a predominantly open lawn with a few individual trees. Clearing of the existing forest within the development area was previously approved with the overall Parkside Forest Conservation Plan. There are no specimen trees within the subject property. There are no naturally occurring slopes that meet the county definition of steep slopes. There are no rare, threatened, or endangered species on the subject property, and there are no wetlands or wetland buffers on the subject property. The site is not located within a protected or unprotected green infrastructure network, and all of these features have been verified in the field. So that concludes my discussion of the existing conditions. I'm going to move now to the proposed. I do want to, before I get into the details of this, I would like to say that this revised development proposal has taken into account many of the comments that were provided by the county with that initial submittal of the preliminary plan. The proposed development includes 44 multifamily, three-bedroom, two-over-two units and associated parking. These units will be for-sale condominium units. For those of you who may be unfamiliar with the two-over-two product, essentially it looks like a traditional townhome, a four-story townhome typically, but there are two units in each townhouse footprint instead of the traditional one unit within each footprint, which is why it's considered a multifamily product. Each unit will have a one-car garage and a one-car driveway, and this development is permitted as part of a BRAC mixed-use development. As previously noted, the existing house on site has already been demolished. However, there are existing features such as a driveway here and culvert crossing, and there's some fences as well in that area, which will be removed as part of this proposed development. There is no proposed subdivision associated with this project. Maximum allowable building height per the park side design guidelines is 90 feet. While exact elevations of these particular units have not been determined at this time, the buildings will each be 4 stories tall with an approximate height of 50 up to maybe 60 feet to the very top of the roof. Access to the site will be provided from Antietam Drive. From this public road here, we'll extend a private drive into the site that will turn into the center of Parcel 5 and provide access to the units. The existing driveway access that comes across the property and allows access for the off-site adjacent property owners to access Max Blobs Park Road will be retained. This private drive that's proposed here will be 24 foot wide minimum. Since access into the site will be one way in, one way out, we've provided a turnaround at the terminus of the drive so that larger vehicles like fire trucks and delivery vehicles can turn around and exit the site via Antietam Road. The total parking requirement outlined in the zoning code for multifamily units is 1 parking space per bedroom. However, a parking needs study will be submitted with the project showing that 2.5 parking spaces per unit should be provided in accordance with the parking needs typical for 2/2 units. Based on a 2.5 space per unit requirement, the total parking requirement for this development is 110 parking spaces. A total of 110 parking spaces is proposed with the current development, including 88 garage and driveway spaces and 22 surface parking spaces. Sidewalks will be provided throughout the development to provide connectivity between the units and as well as from the units to parking spaces, amenity areas, and to Antietam Road, where they can connect to the remainder of the Parkside development. The open space requirement for the entirety of the Parkside project has already been met. The requirement for all of Parkside is 61.2 acres, and to date, a total of 107 acres of open space has been provided. Additional open area is expected with this development, but the exact acreage has not been determined at this time. It will be finalized when we're ready to make that resubmittal. 10% of the site, or 19,817 square feet of active recreation area, is required to be provided with this phase of development. This current site plan shows a total of 20,000 square feet of active rec. It's a little tricky maybe to see from your seats here, but there's a large active rec area here and a second active recreation area here that total 20,000 square feet. Stormwater management will be provided for the site in accordance with the overall stormwater management requirement for the Parkside development, which dictates how much stormwater is required within each phase of the Parkside development. These requirements were established in accordance with Anne Arundel County's stormwater management design criteria, which includes environmental site design to the maximum extent practicable. The intent is for this particular phase is to provide sufficient stormwater management to meet or exceed that stormwater volume that was dictated within that overall stormwater concept for Parkside. This will include the use of microbio retention facilities. That's the stilling basin there, and potentially a bioswale here along the top of the property. These micro stormwater practices are small landscape depressions, similar in nature to rain gardens, that will handle runoff from small drainage areas around a half acre. They are designed so that they will hold water for no longer than 48 hours. The intent is to have stormwater run overland to these facilities where they can filter through layers of soil media and then infiltrate as much as possible into the ground. Any water that does not infiltrate into the ground will be collected in a storm drain system and piped to the site outfall, which is here at a stilling basin adjacent to the stream buffer. The anticipated limit of disturbance for this project is approximately 3.85 acres. The project will be served by public water and sewer. Public water will be extended from an existing 8-inch main here within Antietam Road. It will extend to a proposed water meter, and from that point, it will be a private water service to each of the five sticks of multifamily buildings. The public sewer will extend to the site from, it exists on site here in the southeast corner of the site. It will be extended as a private sewer main that will come into the site and provide service to each of the footprints. A conceptual layout of the proposed utilities is shown on the plan here. School-aged children in the development will attend Mead High School, MacArthur Middle School, and Pershing Hill Elementary School. At this time, all three of those schools are currently open for enrollment. The only anticipated impacts to environmental features include disturbance to the stream buffer and off-site floodplain to remove the existing remnants of the residential development that previously existed on site. Based on prior feedback from the county, this type of disturbance does not require a modification approval since it represents an improvement to that stream buffer. However, it is possible that since removal of these features is technically disturbance, the county could require that we apply for a modification to disturb the stream buffer and floodplain. However, they have not required it at this time. Therefore, based on the current design proposal and our current understandings with the county, no modification requests are anticipated for this project. So that concludes my explanation of the proposed development. I'm going to just talk a little bit about the next steps related to this community meeting, and then I'll open it up for questions. So as I stated at the beginning, this community meeting is being recorded and will be submitted to Anne Arundel County tomorrow so that it can be posted on their community meeting website. At that time, a 14-day comment period will begin where people can review the recording and submit questions or comments via that website. In addition, comments can be sent to the following email address, which is communitymeetingcomments@aacounty.org. If you need that, again, just come see me after the meeting. Any emails sent via that website via that email address should reference Parkside Rack Mixed Use Parcel 5, Phase 5B. After the 14 days, that comment period will close, and the development team will prepare and distribute meeting minutes, along with any comments that were received during that comment period. Once those comments and meeting minutes are mailed out, that will conclude the community meeting process, and the development, in this case, resubmittal, can proceed after that point. So that concludes my presentation. I don't know if Tim or anyone from your team would like to say anything before I turn it over to questions.
Open to questions, yeah.
Okay. Great, thank you. So with that, if you all have any comments or questions,
So you said that the driveway that's right there now would be kept. So that's how would that be? Would there be like a stop sign, like where they would be pulling in, like because it's too, like it's above the drive of the Antietam Drive. So would there be like a stop sign for people, or how would that work?
At the crossing, it's just because of the low traffic that would be anticipated on it's a driveway crossing. Mm-hmm. We would not anticipate adding a stop sign there, but that's something that the county might require once we submit, or that potentially for discussion. But the low number of units anticipated on site and the low sort of conflicting traffic crossing, we wouldn't anticipate a stop sign at this time.
I heard it was 64 before, now it's 44?
That's correct.
Okay, so you lowered it down to 20?
That's,
from
yes.
20. Okay, and then before it was 55 plus.
That is
so
correct.
No longer 55 plus.
That's correct.
Okay, so we'll have more kids and everything?
Potentially, yes, I would assume so.
Another question I have is that you said that it would be four-story building, so they wouldn't be higher than 50 to 60 feet, but you said that there would be a garage underneath, so that would not make it five stories then?
No, it's four total stories, including the garage.
Oh, including
so
the garage.
The lowest
okay.
level has garage and livable space.
Okay.
I mean, it was a shock that we're hearing it's another developer, it's not a screener no more.
Right.
So and that's a shock to me, I don't know. Well, then I aware when they sent the letters that they were different developers.
Yes, so Thomas Scrivener, as I stated, he passed
yeah,
away.
We knew, and then we had meetings trying to really come up with everything, I mean, that we could. But we never heard anything again until today saying there's new developers from you guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been a process that, you know, the families had to work through to figure out how to move forward, and this is the avenue that they decided to proceed with.
Another question I have is, I was looking at the plans online, and I saw that there was going to be a 15-foot bluff on the top portion and a 25-foot bluff on the bottom portion, so that would be a 15-foot retaining wall going to, what would that be?
So that's a buffer, so
okay.
that's a 15-foot
oh, okay.
and 25-foot landscape buffer, so
okay.
those areas would be planted. The county landscape manual has a requirement for so many what they call plant units per linear foot, so those areas would be landscaped.
Okay, and last time we were told that there was going to be like a retaining wall since it does steep down.
Yes, yeah, so at this time, so there had been in the previous plan a retaining wall along this, specifically on this east side
yes.
of the site.
Yeah.
Now that retaining wall has been removed. There is a slope, so these properties sit high. There's a slope down to the site, to these units here. The site continues to slope down. There is still a retaining wall on the west side of the site that's proposed.
Okay, so there'd be no retaining wall on the right side.
Not currently, no. The plan was the intent was to grade that space out with a slope in lieu of a retaining wall. And with this proposed change in units, since this is more like a traditional townhome, the grade can step down with the townhomes instead of the prior development. It was large flat buildings where you had to maintain the same grade basically all around the building. So we had less flexibility with the grading. This allows, this revised development proposal allows the development to work a little better with the existing grades.
Because that does worry me that there's no retaining wall or anything, just because like when cars are pulling in and that sorts of stuff, like that's like just lights flaring into our house, since our houses are only one story. Like that's just lights blaring into our house all day and all night.
So there's still about 10 feet of grade change. This is about 10 feet lower.
Okay.
So I would not expect that you would be impacted by light from cars pulling in because there is a significant grade. One of the reasons too that we're switching from or opted to go with the grade instead of a retaining wall is it restricted the amount of landscaping that can be installed because those retaining walls typically have geogrid and different structures that are required to hold up that wall that restrict plantings on top. So this, again, works a little better with the grades and still allows for kind of maximum planting area.
All right.
So what I'm understanding, the building will still be lower than our houses.
That's correct. Yeah, the first floor of the buildings will be lower. The tops of the buildings
will be
probably higher than.
And then the last time, I know there will be balconies and all that. It was where they were not facing our houses.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still in place or there will still be,
so
there's a difference?
So technically, as townhomes, there is a potential for windows on the sides of these homes.
Mm-hmm.
I would not expect balconies. But I haven't seen the final architecture, so I couldn't tell you how many windows or where exactly they are. But I would expect that there would be windows on the side and units.
I do have one more. So we have like Leland cypresses that are like basically they're on our property line. So I just want to know, because those do extend out. So I just want to know like where would you guys start the landscaping of like the trees that you would be planting, so that doesn't like. Obviously, we want that, but not interfering with
So I believe that the trees that you're speaking of, are, they're based on our survey, it looks like they actually are on the parcel 5 property, but they are within that,
right here. So ours are like, they're right here. It's like right on the edge of between, like on our property, there's 3, I think, and then 2 on.
If they're on your property, they're not going to be touched, but the expectation would be that the landscaping would go up to the property line or to the parcel 5 property line. So, and you know, the goal would be to work with those existing trees, you know.
Yeah, because they're like on basically, like, I mean, there's 3 that sit on our property line, and then there's 2 that I believe that are like right on the edge between ours and. So we wouldn't want those obviously touched, but those have been there for a long time, and they all mix together. So I just want to make sure that that's like just added to and not taken away.
The intent for sure would be to retain those trees and work the landscaping more in harmony with those trees versus, you know, against those trees.
You guys are the developer, right? So, like you said, you're just gonna basically add more, so basically more trees there.
Yeah,
yes.
A lot of screening will go down. So,
perfect.
Again, you guys can reach me. My contact will be in this, and you guys can call me anytime, email me. I'm very easy to work with.
Okay.
I'm around, so we want happy neighbors. I was called in on this because of the family situation with Scribner, and then this a friend of mine who's, you know, with NDR. A longtime friend brought me into this, and so this is how we're doing it. So, but we are very client based and community based, so I need to figure out that situation. So you can feel free to call me, email me.
And where did you say? Yeah, where did you say we were getting right now? Maybe?
It should be included in the.
I can add it. We don't typically,
you know,
but if you tell me
you
want to include it, we'll include it.
Yeah,
I can give you my number. Sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's Bluestone Builders. We're now with Andrew.
Actually, I do believe your email is included on the community meeting
website.
Yeah,
I think
so.
It is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll
do you mind just
putting
in your phone number?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm Abby Roman. This is
okay.
Ivan Roman and Evelyn of Avila.
We're texting after midnight.
No, yeah, no. We're in bed by 8:30. So.
Same here.
Well, are there any other questions or comments from you guys?
No, because it's. Like, we have to take it in. Like I said, we were not expecting other builders. So it's something we have to take it in. My thing is, what I appreciate, they kept that driveway. And I have to work. And that was our problem.
And my daughters do my
tech
for me.
And,
did you get it?
Again?
It's Tim.
Moran.
Well, like I said, there's a 14-day comment period, so if you think of anything else in the next 2 weeks,
it's 7-3, 7-8.
So I was wondering this.
Can we have a copy, though?
No, I have 7-9-8.
Can we have a copy?
That's
different. We have copies before.
Yep.
So, sorry, I'll get your question once again. So I don't have copies to provide here, but if you want to take a
picture
that
again?
Is certainly fine.
I
didn't.
Yes.
I was just going to ask a question. That's it. Just right here, this road. They're going to plan to put them, or they're just going to keep this one?
So right now, the intent is to keep maintain your old driveways exactly as they are today.
Okay.
So
I'm saying.
My friend.
Get privacy. I'm good.
Yeah.
So if there, I don't want to rush folks, but if there are no other questions or comments at this time.
No, I don't have no questions.
Okay, then I'm going to close the meeting formally.
Okay.
All right. So it is 6:29, and I will formally close the meeting. Thank
all
you
right.
all very much for attending.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Yeah, hey.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yes.
Antonio and Joe.
Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe.